Thank you, Mr. President. Distinguished delegates, on behalf of the Swiss Association Justice for All International and the Czech Association of the Rights and Freedoms of Turkmenistan Citizens, we wish to draw attention to the growing misuse of state security laws to suppress dissent, target whistleblowers, and silence opposition. This grave trend in Europe mirrors systemic failures like the case of Julian Assange. Despite multiple findings from UN mechanisms, including the UN Working Group on Arbitrary Detention, the continued manipulation of state security legislation to stifle legitimate political expression remains a problem. Similar patterns of repression are evident in the United Kingdom cases of Craig Mary and Richard Medhurst, both of whom have faced restriction of their liberty under the UK counterterrorism laws. This demonstrates how free speech is increasingly being treated as terrorism. Ivo Peterson's case in Estonia further shows how political dissidents are targeted under vague conspiracy charges. Peterson, who advocates for the rights of the Russian-speaking minority and peace in Europe, has been subjected to prolonged detention and a secretive trial under the guise of national security. Furthermore, the threats and intimidation faced by his fellow party members, which prevented them from attending our side event on 13 September during the session, demonstrate the pervasive environment of fear and repression in Estonia. We're grateful to the Working Group on Arbitrary Detention for its vital role in Julian Assange case, where their findings have helped to expose the misuse of state security legislation. We trust that the same standards will be used in Ivo Peterson's case. Thank you for your attention.